In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WEEI. You're waking up with the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
And streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Today flew by, and it's the day before a holiday, which doesn't usually fly by like that. Usually drags on that day, but there's Jones and Kiefer coming up, and there's a lot for them to talk about.
Once you hit the road, you could listen to WEEI afternoon show.
Of course, I will be listening my whole entire way to North Carolina when I am not spinning tunes
to New Jersey.
I'll be listening all the way to the Jersey Shore when I'm not spinning tunes for the kids.
Well, the drive will feel like you're going to North Carolina.
Yeah, and I just want to say this quickly, Greg. We just did a quick video that Ken expertly directed, but we should say it here. Thank you to everybody for making this show as successful as it is. It is so awesome. It's just, it's the way people react, interact when we're out in public, the kind words, the burgeoning Twitch audience and YouTube where everybody loves everything. But in all sincerity, it is a privilege to do this.
Yeah.
With you guys, I love you all deeply.
It's been an extraordinary journey.
Grateful for this audience and everything else.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I love you guys.
Yeah. I mean, the journey's just beginning.
It is.
That's the way I always look at it.
For me, it is. Yes, it's a 7-hour journey. Well, maybe 8 or 9. Mm. Maybe
we're going to do for all that time.
With a couple ungrateful children and
I have a book on
Reese's
tape.
Girlfriend. Book
oh,
on tape.
That's
I don't
a
think
big...
I can do that. I think I have to spin the tunes.
Green Eggs and Ham?
Maybe I'll make them listen to Alice's Restaurant, the Thanksgiving tradition. That's a 14 or 15 minute banger, Curtis.
Please don't.
That we used to play in the 1970s and the 1980s.
All right.
I saw that the woman who was the subject of that song by Arlo Guthrie just passed away this week. Alice.
I've never even heard of it. So
what?
This is all.
How have you never heard of Alice's Restaurant? Is that WBS?
Is that the same one as Alice in Chains?
No. Is that the actual TV show?
No. You're thinking of
Alice in Wonderland.
You're thinking of Alice and Flo, and they worked at and
Alice Place.
You're thinking of Mel's Diner.
Okay. Maybe I'm thinking of that.
Mel? That was a television series in the 70s.
Yes.
Maggie, not a song. This is a song about. It was a Thanksgiving song. It was kind of a protest song in the 1970s, and it was a Thanksgiving staple for many, many years.
What did you protest in the 70s?
I was not, Curtis, I was barely alive in the 70s.
Oh.
Like, stop trying to pin me as some kind of an elderly gentleman. I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not even 60 yet. But yes, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Thank you for everything that you have done to make this show a success, and for being here when we need you, and we got a lot coming next year. A lot of exciting stuff coming next year. So a couple snow shows, a bunch of road shows, maybe some new road show locations, the trip, our annual trip down to spring training, and Red Sox will have signed Juan Soto.
Yes.
And will have traded, worked the deal for Garrett Crochet or whomever is available, Curtis.
Monday morning at Gillette Stadium, what is more likely? We come back after a Patriots win, or we return to a new big-ticket Red Sox free agent signing?
Big-ticket Red Sox free agent signing.
You think so? They did re-up their offer. Like, they went back and re-upped their offer.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Juan Soto demanding 15 years? Is that too long for you?
I say ask for the moon and then see how close you get to it.
Well, he's only
what if you have to do that? Do you?
I don't care. If I'm John Henry, I don't mean this personally, but 15 years from now, I mean, who cares?
Like, right. That's like, what the Dodgers are doing. They're just like stacking the credit card bills up, and they're going to play. They're going to pay him. You know, they're buying everything they want for Christmas, and they're going to pay later. Like it's.
And I just don't understand the fan reaction. I understand if you run the team. But why the hell do I care about 15 years?
And he's only 26, so that means he'd be 41.
42.
Yeah, you could put him at a DH at 38, 30. I mean, wasn't Big Poppy like, you know, I mean, he was a DH his whole career, but wasn't he still pretty productive when he was?
I mean, I think it's more likely that you have a scenario where, like you had with Manny Ramirez, your guy, where he's not playing for you anymore and you're still paying him less. But I don't. Who cares?
Yeah,
do you even own the team at that time? Like, do you think the Dodgers are going to be owned by the same owner in 10 years when they have to, when they're finally paying out on, you know, whoever you pick when it comes to that payroll?
Probably not, especially if they've owned them for a long period of time already, because that's such a, I mean, unless they have the owners have that, like, family and it that wants to keep it in, kind of like the Buss family from the Lakers, are like, oh, we want to just keep, because that thing is a gold mine. I mean, the Dodgers and the Red Sox would be an absolute gold mine in 10 years if you were to sell them.
Yeah.
So maybe John Henry would do that.
Pretty hard for the Red Sox to tell their fans that the Dodgers approach is not working.
Right. And how hard is it going to be if the Yankees are the ones that end up getting Juan Soto?
Gross.
Like if the Dodgers are disqualified because they're paying Blake Snell $182 million, then that leaves the Mets and the Yankees.
But the Yankees got a lot of money out there too.
Do you think Juan Soto wants to play in Toronto? Does anybody want to play in Toronto?
No. But the Yankees got a lot of money out there too. So I believe it comes down to you and the Mets when you look at the actual, like some of the money that they have amongst players. Because they have over $300 million in Aaron Judge. Then they just signed Garrett Cole to a bunch of money. Yeah, I think that you, if you pay, you can get them. And if you get them, you're going to change. If they don't get them, it's going to be a miserable look for them after everything that they're saying to us now. Nobody's going to buy
just Juan Soto. I mean, do you, if they're able to add Crochet and
Pete Alonso, Vlad Guerrero Jr.
They're able to go out and get a couple legit big price free agents.
I'm good.
Okay.
I think if they do that, I'm good. If you miss out on Juan Soto and you then go out and you still add big ticket free agents, I think that's all Red Sox fans are looking at.
Changes the narrative for them.
Yeah, even if they miss, oh, that's cool. We missed on Juan Soto, but we got, you know, whether it was Guerrero, I know you have to trade from a Pete Alonso or whatever the high price ticket free agent is. Yeah. I think people would be like, all right, at least they're actually doing what they're saying.
Okay. Well, we got to go.
Safe drive.
Hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. We are back, as Curtis mentioned, on Monday with a Patriots Monday and maybe, just maybe, some Red Sox news. We can all give thanks on Monday, I guess.
And Ken and
appreciate
Curtis.
The screwball, Greg.
Oh, yes. We will thank Screwball for hooking Wiggy up. That's his new favorite go-to whiskey.
So. And we can all be thankful for a special Saturday holiday edition of Ken and Curtis, each remotely.
Oh.
9 to 11 or 9 to noon.
Okay, so you'll be doing the show from Florida.
I will be.
Ken will be doing the show from Pennsylvania or
That's
Canada?
That's correct. Pennsylvania.
Didn't Ken promise he was leaving the country after the election?
Well, one can hope.
Okay.
And just a quick note, Maya and James are going to host the final segment together. So that'll be a big right. Ratings winner.
Safe flight, Curtis.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy Florida.
Have a great
good luck
flight.
Tomorrow, Courtney.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck with preparing the meal and sides and all of that. Wiggy, good luck out at UMass with the boys. Tell them I say hello.
Will do.
And I will leave you with one of the great all-time songs of the 1970s, a little bit of Alice's Restaurant for Thanksgiving on the way out. Thank you for your patronage.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.